Ferguson Township Supervisor-elect Colleen Unroe declined her appointment at last night's Board of Supervisors meeting amid lawsuits alleging she doesn't meet requirements for the position. WPSU's Aaron Cassidy Hendrick reports.
At the Ferguson Township Board of Supervisors meeting last night, three new supervisors-elect were scheduled to be sworn in. As outspoken candidates opposed to a new student housing development, they defeated all of the incumbents up for re-election in November. But ahead of last night's meeting, two lawsuits allege supervisor-elect Colleen Unroe did not meet the requirements for the position. In Ferguson Township, supervisors must be registered to vote in the township for at least 1 year prior to the date of their appointment, which Unroe was not. But she says she was surprised to learn she was being sued.
I mean, frankly, I think it's pretty astounding that when so clearly the people voted for change, that they would do that.
However, the issue became irrelevant when Unroe declined the position before she was sworn in, citing professional and personal commitments. She also said when she learned of her ineligibility, she attempted to withdraw her candidacy. Laura Dineny and Peter Buckland were sworn in as scheduled. The vacant supervisor's position will be filled by the board. I'm Erin Cassidy Hendrick, WPSU.